The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Beyond Shakespeare presents Fragments. Robin Hood and the Friar. Good title. I'm being a bit cheeky producing this as part of our Fragments season because, unlike the two other Robin Hood plays we're looking at, it is, in theory at least, complete. That said, even if the script that reached the printers in the 1560s were an accurate representation of the text of the event, the nature of the show makes any text, at best, a starting point. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. Robin Hood and the Friar, and the accompanying Robin Hood and the Potter play, were outdoor May Day pageants, so whilst the plays are fairly sophisticated, they are short, and the visual element of the event, the displays of fighting and dancing, are as important as the drama. And the visual element is, of course, gone for all eternity, and fairly pointless in a podcast. I personally think there is actually some more dialogue not recorded in this text, or at least there is room for more text, more improvisation and audience response than we can see here. In so short a tale, there's even a plot hole, in that Little John, who at the top of the play vows to help Robin, then proceeds to do, according to the text, precisely bugger all. Perhaps there were a few more speeches and action to round off the event, even more than the putative dance at the end of this tale. But the plot. The story starts with a call from Robin for someone to sort out a thorn in his side, Friar Tuck. Little John volunteers to do so. The action moves to a ford, where Friar Tuck and his three dogs declares himself to the audience. Robin attacks him, despite Little John saying he would go himself, and Robin, after leaping on the friar's back, is cast into the river. The two then fight, and when this is a no-score draw, Robin calls for his men, and the friar does the same. A bigger fight ensues. The friar loses, and Robin offers him a place in his merry band, with a signing bonus that suggests that the friar is Tuck by name and Tuck by nature, if you transpose the T. There is then a direction for a dance. We've two more Robin Hood plays coming shortly, with the next May Day episode The Potter coming soon, and an earlier event play pageant thing known as Robin Hood and the Knight, or Robin Hood and the Sheriff, coming soon after. After our full cast audio version here, there is also a recording from our first workshop of the text, where we stumble through it and try to get to grips with it. Enjoy. Robin Hood and the Friar.
Now, stand ye forth, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Of an adventure I shall you tell, the which befell this other day. As I went by the highway, with a stout friar I met, and a quarter staff in his hand, likely to me he leapt, and still he bade me stand. There were stripes, two or three, but I cannot tell who had the worst. But well I wot, the whoreson leapt within me, and from me he took my purse. Is there any of my merry men all that to that friar will go, and bring him to me forthwithal, whether he will or no?
Yes, master. I, Little John, make God a vow, to that friar will I go, and bring him to you, whether he will or no.
Deus hic, God be here. Is not this a holy word for a friar? God save all this company. But am not I a jolly friar? For I can shoot both far and near, and handle the sword and buckler, and this quarterstaff also. Ha! If I meet with a gentleman or yeoman, I am not afraid to look him upon, nor boldly with him to carp, if he speak any word to me, he shall have stripes two or three that shall make his body smart. But, master, to show you the matter wherefore and why I am come hither, in faith I will not spare. I am come to seek a good yeoman in Barnsdale, men say is his habitation. His name is Robin Hood. And if that he be better man than I, his servant will I be, and serve him truly. But if that I be better man than he, by my truth, my knave shall he be, and lead these dogs all three.
Yield thee, friar, in thy long coat.
I beshrew thy hark, knave, thou hurtest my throat.
I trow, friar, thou beginnest to dote. Who made thee so malapert and so bold to come into this forest here among my fallow deer?
Go louse thee, ragged knave. If thou make many words, I will give thee on the ear, though I be but a poor friar. To seek Robin Hood I am come here, and to him my heart to break.
Thou lousy friar, what wouldest thou with him? He never loved friar, nor none of friar's kin.
Avaunt, ye ragged knave, or ye shall have on the skin.
Of all the men in the morning, thou art the worst. To meet with thee I have no lust. For he that meeteth a friar, or a fox, in the morning, to speed ill that day he standeth in jeopardy. Therefore I had liever meet with the devil of hell, friar, I tell thee as I think, than meet with a friar or a fox in a morning ere I drink.
Avaunt, thou ragged knave, this is but a mock. If thou make many words, thou shalt have a knock.
Hark, friar, what I say here. Over this water thou shalt me bear. The bridge is borne away.
To say nay, I will not. To let thee of thine oath, it were great pity and sin, but upon a friar's back, and have even in.
Nay, have over!
Now am I, friar, within, and thou, Robin, without. To lay thee here, I have no great... Ha 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 ha! Now art thou rubbing without, and I, friar, within. Lie there, knave. Choose whether thou wilt sink or swim.
Why, thou lousy friar, what hast thou done?
Marry, set a knave over the shoon.
Therefore thou shalt abide.
Why, wilt thou fight a pluck?
And God send me good luck.
Then have a stroke for Friar Tuck.
Hold thy hand, friar, and hear me speak.
Say on, ragged knave, meseemeth ye begin to sweat.
In this forest I have a hound. I will not give him for £100. Give me leave my horn to blow, that my hound may know.
Blow on, ragged knave, without any doubt, until both thine eyes start out.
Come on, Robin. My men.
Oh, here be a sortie of ragged knaves come in, clothed all in Kendal green, and to thee they take their way now.
Peradventure, they do so.
I gave thee leave to blow at thy will. Now, give me leave to whistle my fill.
Whistle, friar! Evil mote thou fare, until both thine eyes stare.
Now, cut and boars, bring forth the clubs and staves, and down with those ragged knaves!
Right, men, have at ye!
Got him!
Off me! Enough!
How sayest thou, friar? Wilt thou be my man, to do me the best service thou can? Thou shalt have both gold and fee. And also, here is a lady free.
Hello.
I will give her unto thee, and her chaplain I thee make, to serve her for my sake.
Ooh.
Hey?
Oh, here is an huckle-duckle, an inch above the buckle. She is a trull of trust, to serve a friar at his last. A pricker, a prancer, oh, a tearer of sheets, a wagger of bollocks when other men sleeps. Go home, ye knaves, and lay crabs in the fire, for my lady and I will dance in the mire for very pure joy.
In Robin Hood and the Friar, Robin Hood was played by Geir Madland, Little John by Rob Meissen, Friar Tuck by Hayden McCabe, and The Lady by Nemini Stone. Everyone else was played by members of the company. The presenter was Robert Crichton. And finally, I sign off this episode with the initial workshop we did for the play. This is part of our exploring series, where we simply read through and discuss the texts as a prelude to possible future production. Like this. The readers are myself, Liz Cole, and Alan Scott of the Beyond Shakespeare Irregulars.
This is Robin Hood and the Friar. I will remain as Robin Hood. You were Friar Tuck last time.
I was indeed.
Would you like to be Little John?
Oh, I'd love to be Little John.
Now, there is a lady at the end, but I don't think she says anything, so we don't need to worry about that too much. This is a longer one. I think it is actually a complete adventure. I don't think it's... So this is a little more involved, but there's obviously, again, a whole series of... It ends in a dance. So it does feel like a little adventure, but obviously, again, with that sort of presentational quality. So, we have lots of enthusiasm. I think we know where this is going. I'll do the sound effect of dogs when we get to... In fact, we can all do dogs when we get to the dogs. Dogs and others. Now stand ye forth, my merry men all, and hark what I shall say. Of an adventure I shall you tell, the which befell this other day, as I went by the highway with a stout friar I met, and a quarter staff in his hand. Lightly to me he leapt, and still he bade me stand. There were stripes two or three, but I cannot tell who had the worse. But well I wote the horse and leapt within me, and fro me he took my purse. Is there any of my merry men all that to that friar will go, and bring him to me forthwithal, whether he will or no?
Yes, master, I make God a vow, to that friar I will go, and bring him to you, whether he will or no.
And Little John exits.
The three dogs.
No, enter Friar Tuck with the dogs. So it's the dogs coming with Friar Tuck, who will be... you've just said you're going to go and talk to him, but
yes.
But for some reason, I do. But, you know, let's not worry about that. Let's not worry about that.
Deus hic! Deus hic! God be here! Is this not a holy word for a friar? God save all this company, but am not I a jolly friar? For I can shoot both far and near, and hand the sword and bucklier, and this quarterstaff also. If I meet with a gentleman or yeoman, I am not afraid to look him upon, nor boldly with him to carp, if he speak any word to me. He shall have stripes two or three that shall make his body smart. But, master, to show you the matter, wherefore and why I am come hither, in faith I will not spare. I am come to seek a good yeoman. In Barnesdale, men say, is his habitation. His name is Robin Hood, and if that he be better man than I, his servant will I be and serve him truly. But if that I be better man than he, by my truth, my knave shall he be, and lead these dogs all three.
Okay, just pause before we go on. There's a couple of... Is interjection, that fourth line down, but am not I a jolly friar? It's asking for the audience to say, oh, yes, you are. Look at my lovely belly.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Yeah, it's asking for a response, isn't it? And it is really fun. I think it's spelt Barnesdale. I assume it's Barnesdale. I left the I in there. Yeah. It could just be a typo for all I know. We have Robin Hood entering, and it says, the stage direction says seizing him by the throat. I think this is understood by the dialogue, so this is fine. You're the friar in thy long coat.
I beshrew thy heart, knave. Thou hurtest my throat.
I trow, friar, thou beginnest to dote. Who made thee so malapert and so bold to come into this forest here among my fallow deer?
Go louse thee, ragged knave. If thou make many words, I will give thee on the ear. Though I be but a poor friar, to seek Robin Hood I am come here, and to him my heart to break.
Thou lousy friar, what wouldst thou with him? He never loved friar, nor none of friar's kin.
Avaunt, ye ragged knave, or ye shall have on the skin.
Of all the men in the morning, thou art the worst. To meet with thee I have no lust. For he that meeteth a friar or a fox in the morning, to speed ill that day, he standeth in jeopardy. Therefore I had liever meet with the devil of hell. Friar, I tell thee, as I think, than meet with a friar or a fox in a morning ere I drink.
Avaunt, thou ragged knave, this is but a mock. If thou make many words, thou shalt have a knock.
Hark, friar, what I say here, over this water thou shalt me bear, the bridge is borne away.
To say nay, I will not. To let thee of thine oath, it were great pity and sin. But upon a friar's back, and have even in.
Nay, have over, and he climbs onto the friar's back. Nay, have over!
Now am I, friar, and within, thou, Robin, without. To lay thee here, I have no great doubt.
And he throws him into the stream, splosh.
Now art thou, Robin, without, and I, friar, within. Lie then, knave. Choose whether thou wilt sink or swim.
Why, thou lousy friar, what hast thou done?
Marry, set a knave over the shon.
Therefore thou shalt abide.
Why, wilt thou fight a pluck?
And God send me good luck.
Then have a stroke for fire tuck.
Now there's a line that's yes. a tricksy one. Anyway, they have a big fight, presumably. Hold thy hand, friar, and hear me speak.
Say on, ragged knave. Meseemeth ye begin to sweat.
In this forest I have a hound. I will not give him for a 100th pound. Give me leave my horn to blow, that my hound may know.
Blow on, ragged knave, without any doubt, until both thine eyes start out.
And there's a whole thing about blowing horns with this tradition, isn't there? Robin blows his horn, and all sorts of men coming. Can we have some men coming in?
Robin, what are you doing?
Yeah. Here be a sortie of ragged knaves come in, clothed all in Kendale green, and to thee they take their way now.
Peradventure they do so.
I gave thee leave to blow at thy will. Now give me leave to whistle my fill.
Whistle, friar, evil mote thou fare, until both thine eyes stare. And the friar's men enters. Okay, let's do the friar's men.
Now, cousin boars, bring forth the clubs and staves, and down with those ragged knaves.
Cut and boars. Isn't that interesting?
Unless they're personal names.
So, yep, now cut and boars, yep. So you have two men, they're called cut and boars. Lucky you.
Yeah.
And I've got, presumably, someone else. Anyway, it doesn't go on for very long. Presumably, the fight goes on for ages, because you know this is a pretext, as long as
you can get the audience to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as there's a fight, that's all they're here for. They're not here for all this dialogue. Anyway, they fight. How sayest thou, friar? Wilt thou be my man to do me the best service thou can? Presumably, I've won. To do me the best service thou can, thou shalt have both gold and fee, and also here is a lady free. It's not very chivalrous, is it? I will give her unto thee, and her chaplain I thee make, to serve her for my sake.
Here is a huckle-duckle, an inch above the buckle. She is a troll of trust, to serve a friar at his lust. A pricker, a prancer, a tearer of sheets, a wagger of bollocks where other men sleeps. Go home, ye knaves, and lay crabs in the fire, for my lady and I will dance in the mire for very pure joy.
And they dance. Oh, so much in that final one. Yeah, Friar Tuck, I don't think he's a...
obviously not a celibate order.
I don't think he's a celibate order, is he? I mean, so much that an inch above the buckle. He's, you know, suggestion there. I like that one. That one's good.
But, I mean, there's a hell of a skidding turn when you get into that final... two speeches.
Oh, well, those...
You know, where basically the friar's...
Being
offered a convenient wench.
Yes. The interesting thing is, I didn't have that in the original version I looked at, because it had been excised from the 19th century.
You were working on a Balmorised version.
Yes.
The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron, and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.